It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. The latest developments in Afghanistan offer proof of the maxim that war is politics by other means. A huge part of the conflict involves keeping together the NATO alliance that fights in Afghanistan. One nation is on the verge of dropping out, and in a moment we'll interview the NATO Secretary General.
We begin with the Afghan city of Marja. It's just one town and by no means the largest in that country, but a U.S.-led offensive there has taken on extra significance. It's a political as well as a military test. NPR's Jackie Northam reports on what's at stake.
When U.S., NATO, and Afghan troops began the offensive in Marja last week, it represented more than just an operation to clear Taliban militants from one of their key strongholds in southern Afghanistan. It was also an informal unveiling of President Obama's new strategy to turn around the increasingly deteriorating situation in Afghanistan.
I think that it's very important that the president is able to demonstrate that forward momentum is possible.
Alex Thier is the director for Afghanistan and Pakistan at the U.S. Institute for Peace. He says the Marja campaign has been framed in part as a way to regain the upper hand against the Taliban,
but also as the first step in a broader campaign to try and demonstrate that the Afghan government and the U.S. military can take back control of territory and then can govern it.
Thier says there is a lot of pressure and expectation riding on the Marja offensive, and that it's critical to show the strategy can turn things around. President Obama has staked much of his foreign policy capital on his new strategy, has committed roughly 30,000 more U.S. troops and hundreds of civilians to the effort. Brian Katulis, a senior fellow with the Center for American Progress, says the Obama administration needs to demonstrate success on the ground in Marja in order to reverse waning public support for the war.
I think if it can demonstrate some tangible success in a place like Marja, it can actually build stronger support with the broader public and then deal with what is a skeptical Congress.
But Katulis says demonstrating tangible success may not be easy or quick. Analysts say certainly the first phase, clearing Taliban fighters from the area, is doable. The next phase, building up local government, which is able to provide security, justice, and basic services, is much harder to implement. Christine Fair, a professor at Georgetown's School of Foreign Service, says this phase has bedeviled U.S. and NATO until now.
We don't lose a battle to the Taliban. The problem is that we can't hold it. And it's when we withdraw from the area that the Taliban come back.
This time, General Stanley McChrystal, the top U.S. and NATO commander in Afghanistan, is introducing the so-called government in a box. It's an effort to quickly put local authorities in place once the area has been cleared of Taliban militants.
I do think that part of the strategy, and so much is hinging on it, is that they really do want to get to a place where they can transfer sovereignty on a district-by-district, conditions-based process.
Alex Thier with the U.S. Institute of Peace says if the experiment in Marja is successful, it could be critical to keeping NATO allies on board in Afghanistan. There are concerns there could be a domino effect created from the Dutch government's decision not to extend its mission in Afghanistan after this year. Thier says many of those nations signed up for a peacekeeping mission that involved rebuilding the country after years of war. Thier says success in Marja could help keep them on.
If the operation in Marja is successful, then there will be more room for those allies to play a peacekeeping role. In other words, doing the reconstruction piece, doing the policing piece, the things that they want to be doing, as opposed to shooting at armed combatants, which is what a lot of them don't want to be doing.
Thier says a success in Marja could mean the new strategy could be applied elsewhere, including Kandahar, which is the political and spiritual epicenter of the insurgency. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.